Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The NAFRS Joint Powers Board approved this week an increase to the Fire Relief Association's pension benefits to the most allowable by state law. Chief Gary Fronick explained they went from $8,500 to
$10,000 per year of service for a fully vested member.
That puts them in the top 5% in the state, Fronick added.
So we feel quite proud of that, our relief organization has done a tremendous job maintaining our operation and being vigilant and making prudent decisions with our finances. And it's enabled us to have a very healthy fund, and then we can reward our people that work for us so hard.
Currently, there are two firefighters with 46 years of service. If they retired at the end of 2018, they'd each receive $460,000 in a lump sum pension benefit. The State Board of Investments manages their portfolio at a very minimal cost.
And then our trustees determine where the funds are allocated and what type of investment.
There are 30 firefighters on staff. Board Vice Chair Glenn Castor said 8 to 10 members are fully vested with more than 20 years of service. Vesting begins at 5 years of service with 40%. Castor said a good portion of the dollars in the fund come from a tax that the state puts on property insurance companies.
And that goes to the state, and the state distributes it among the fire relief associations.
Fronick said they received around $150,000 from the state last year to put into the fund. The Northfield Fire Relief Association has $6.8 million in their current fund. The city of Dundas lifted the probation period of a part-time police officer and approved the hiring of another one. City Administrator John McCarthy said they're expanding the force in small steps with eventually getting another full-time position. Currently, they have 3 full-time officers, including Chief Minkey. Council worked on their budget, specifically the administration, planning, and zoning. McCarthy said they plan to raise the projection for expected expenditures in professional fees. The city contracts for most of their professional staff, including their engineer, planner, and attorney. They're also planning for the departure of some employees and how that will affect benefits and budget. At their August 13th meeting, council will review the draft and discuss what the levy might be. And a Northfield man was arrested last week after an altercation with a family of color. According to the criminal complaint, 64-year-old Alvin Clifford Raymond called a man's 1-year-old granddaughter a racial slur when they were all outside their apartment complex. The grandfather took offense and the men started to argue. That's when Raymond grabbed the man by the throat and called him another racial slur. The victim reported having to gasp for breath. Police observed red marks around the victim's throat. Witnesses at the scene all corroborated the victim's story. Raymond's blood alcohol was 0.08. He's out on conditional bail, which includes no contact with the victim and no alcohol. He's charged with fourth-degree assault motivated by bias and fifth-degree assault within 3 years of a previous assault conviction. Both are gross misdemeanors. His initial court appearance is August 23rd. News from around the state is next.